This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, good to have your company. My name is Simon Smart and you're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. I'm talking today with Colm Cunningham. Hi, Colm.
Hi there.
Colm's been with us this week. He's the director of Hammond Cares Dementia Centre. He also has links with international organisations looking at research into dementia care. Colm, your organisation is overtly Christian. It says it's motivated to serve people in need and that motivation comes from the words and deeds of Jesus Christ. Importantly, I think, in this terms of this discussion, is the belief there that every person is made in the image of God. I wonder if you could comment on why you think this belief is important in the care for people in these situations.
I think it's important because otherwise we lose sight of the person. I think if we start to see a condition and we start to engage only clinically with that rather than the many levels that we need to, then we'll lose sight of the person we're there to serve.
Now, the image of God status of each person is a critical aspect of the worldview of the West. Now, some of us would argue that even people who aren't Christian have lived off the legacy of this view of each person being of immeasurable worth. I wonder whether you think we're in danger of losing that worldview, and if so, whether the weak and needy are increasingly vulnerable.
Well, it is one of the concerns that I hold, that if we dehumanise somebody by the way we talk about them and the way we care for them, then we're more at risk of treating them wrongly and going down a road of actually discounting them as having value in society and in terms of, at the extreme end, of having the right to life.
Yeah, earlier this year, Stephen Judd said that many people become voiceless citizens once they enter aged care because they have little control over their lives, but they have to conform to the demands of the institution. What kind of measures do you try to implement that give people a say in how they're cared for?
Well, I think one of the important things to do is actually represent factual evidence about what the risks are that people face. We're becoming too nanny state, for want of a better word, in the way that we're treating people. So when something goes wrong, and it will go wrong, we respond globally to that. So if somebody happens to be out in a garden area of an aged care facility or a hospital or that, and they injure themselves or die, then often the response is to create policies.
So we suddenly say, no one out in the gardens in these places, right?
And the consequences of that is that everybody's contained and it actually will cause more problems for everybody else. So I think we have to confront risk and we have to face up to it as part of what we all live with. Of course we should have procedures in place to do that responsibly, but at the moment there is a real swinging of the pendulum far too much away from any sort of choice. So at the moment my choices to eat certain foods become extremely contained if I go into hospital or into a nursing home. I want to be able to eat foods that actually make my life worthwhile and are part of what is the enjoyment of life.
Well, I wonder if you could give me an example of the way in which the care you might give would reflect that idea that each person is a unique individual.
Well, that makes me think of my time in L'Arche, where I learned from the work of Jean Vanier about looking at how we serve the person that we are working alongside. He talked about us all being broken and therefore it gave a commonality. And I think that that's a critical thing.
So you come to the conversation with that person as an equal.
Yes.
Rather than a condescending thing.
Absolutely. And then that should reflect what we do. So, for example, typically in aged care facilities, we often do activities. And the problem with that is that you and I are going to have different likes and different things we want to do. One of the good things about when we talk about international best practice that Hammond Cared certainly do is that they talk about life engagement. So instead of a group bingo activity, we find out what you like and we actually make sure that staff go and spend time with you. And I can give a good example of that is perhaps that the interest you might hold is in swimming. So let's actually free the member staff up to go out and do that with you rather than actually lock in time to do routine group activities that actually don't meet anybody's need.
Well, it's a lofty vision, important for this sort of care, and thanks for sharing it with us. We'll pick it up again next time. Thanks, Colin.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.